You stupid.
They're not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadders, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you gotta roll with NappyAfro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I gotta say. I'm out of here.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best of is, the best of was, the best ever will be, a.k.a. the Pie Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Ravishing, Rick, Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you sober, attentive, well hydrated podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl Queen Germ, aka Miss Savannah, aka I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and you can now find a shirt in our shop, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. If y'all was just as confused as I was, what she was saying was...
Don't do that. That's not what I was saying.
My afro is my halo shirt.
And I said, now you can find that shirt in the shop. It was nothing confusing about
that
statement.
But the way you ran it together, I thought you was talking about the grade is my grade shirt, but... As I was saying,
if they've been in the shop before, they know the grade is my
go to store.nappyafro.com. Check out the shirts, including the newest one, My Afro is My Halo, the Queen Germ shirt. Okay, just trying to plug your shirt. You can get angry all you want, I don't care. But as always, don't forget to like, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget, we have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Don't forget about a Patreon if we join for as little as a dollar. Get exclusive behind-the-scenes content, get shouted out on the show like nobody. So this is 3 weeks in a row, no Patreon. They don't love us no more, Queen Germ. They don't. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? That is to share it, retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in it so we can give you props like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Sleazy Back Farmer, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, And everybody else that does it, man. Thank y'all, man. We appreciate it. Because it don't cost nothing to show you people some love. So, now that all the panders out the way, Queen Jern, how was your week?
I'm just making it.
Oh, nah. Your week was a little exciting than that.
It was until somebody tried to show me up and steal the thunder. I said what the fuck I said, and it didn't need no explanation, no clarification.
Okay.
But you know, you decided to want to always grandstand. It wasn't necessary.
I was just trying to do my job and plug in the shirt. But ma'am,
I plugged my shirt.
Okay.
I plugged it
also, okay? That's what you
did. But if you wanted to really plug it and didn't want to throw shots, you should have done that. I didn't throw any shots. Yes, you did, because you prefaced it with, if you didn't understand what she said, I don't speak nothing but one language. It ain't nothing to damn understand. If they ain't understand, they ain't want to understand.
So if I was confused, I would just...
You was just the one person that was goddamn confused.
Okay. So, you don't want to tell them about your week, Queen Jern?
I mean, you got something to tell them about my week?
I thought you might want to tell them about your week.
And I said, I'm just holding on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just holding on. That's all I can say.
And why are you just holding on, Queen Jern?
I already explained that if you were listening. And I stated it very clearly.
Why is that?
Because somebody naming you wants to try to show me up on the show. So I don't have time for that. So I want to get into this outline. So you could tell the people how your day going, how your week is going, and then we can get into these subjects.
Oh, well, it's not like I pulled a gun out of you or anything. I'm sorry. I thought you might want to tell the people about that.
Oh, well, when you over here shitting on me while we on the mic, I can't even think straight.
You are a professional, correct?
I am emotionally attached to you.
Okay.
So if I was dealing with some morons at my job, I could probably get back in line and do what I needed to do.
Okay, well, we have a show to do, so you need to get morally attached to this show that we're doing, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
I'm emotionally attached to the show, not morally.
Okay. Well,
emotionally.
That, whatever word you use, I need you to be attached now, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well.
So now that you bring it up, yes, our neighbor pulled a gun on me.
Yes.
And it was not fun at all.
Now you know how I feel to be a black man.
I know how it feels to be a black woman. That's all I need to know.
Well, see, now y'all
but just... nonetheless, my thing is, old people shouldn't have weapons of any kind.
Mm.
Because
was this the first time you had a gun put on you?
In my whole life.
Yes.
Man. In my whole life.
That's amazing.
And I done been some places and done some things.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever pulled a gun on me. Ever.
Okay.
So, to be standing at that door... My kids in the house, my dog in the house. I just was blown away because not only did it come out of the blue, I'm defending something that I never did, never will do, which was tase this man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out how do I de-escalate a situation that has gotten here when I didn't even do anything. Mm-hmm. There really is no situation to de-escalate except for the fact that a crazy man is standing on my porch with a gun.
Yes.
So... I talked about it for several days in a row, and I didn't even think about mentioning it because it was so terrifying, and I just tried to, I guess I've tried to block it out of my mind because I was sick after that thing happened because he stood there, he was talking, I didn't even think nothing of the fact that his hands was behind his back, and then I realized that when that gun came out, he was holding that gun the whole time. So if he just was in a rage, he could have just, as soon as I opened the door, just opened fire on me. I don't know. But it was a crazy thing, but I'm glad I was led to keep the door cracked so that when he did pull a gun out, I was able to close it quickly and lock it. Because normally when Princess is barking, I would come outside to, you know, talk to somebody who I wasn't letting in my house.
Yes.
And then that would have turned it into a whole different scenario. Because I could have easily tripped up and failed trying to rush back into the house or, you know, anything. Because I would have been right on the person versus being in my house and kind of talking through the door at him or whatever. But we survived it. I don't know what they did, whether they took his gun or not, because they took him to the mental hospital. He was back the next day. So that leads me to believe he was back that night. I don't even believe he spent the night because by the time I saw him that morning when I was walking Princess... It was early. You know what I'm saying? So if you home by 9 o'clock, you probably was there last night in my mind. So, how was your week, sir?
Well, my week was, you know, when that right there happened, that little situation, I was put in a situation of, do I want to have to kill somebody? And you know, I don't want to have to kill nobody, but this man is making it so that I might have to kill this man. And that's the only way the law is going to, you know, work its way out. Because when the police came out here for the situation,
They questioned me like I had done something.
I mean, in the states I lived in, if I showed up to somebody's house with a gun and somebody called the police on me, I'm going to jail for showing up to their house with a gun in my hand. In the state of Florida, you can show up to somebody's house with a gun in your hand, wave it, you know, as long as you didn't
make a threat.
You didn't make a threat with it. That's verbally okay. Yeah, so I don't understand. So,
but they killing people in Florida. Yeah. The police killing them, and the niggas got soda cans.
Yeah, so I was just kind of uneasy about the fact, because, you know, I was like, man, I'm going to have to kill this man. And I don't get no XP for killing no 81-year-old man. No. I don't get no real nigga points. Niggas ain't going to respect me in the streets. Like, oh, that nigga Jeremy got bodies. Nigga Jeremy got bodies, man. He laid the man down.
Not gonna say that.
I can't get a tattooed tear.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Behind this.
You can get a jersey with an 81.
Yeah, I can get me a T.O. jersey, huh? God damn. So, yeah, man. So, that was about all our week, man. You know, Queen Jerm know how it feel to be a black man now. You know, since she bought that life, she marked it off her card that she didn't have a pistol pulled on her and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're getting them real nigga points, man. You know?
Nah. Because that wasn't a good feeling. That's making me know that I do have to go ahead and up my game and go on and get this.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to live like that, but I guess that's just the way society is forcing us to live this way. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline, man. I want to know, would you have done it? Now, we know over the past week, Texas have seen some, unusual snow in Texas, and it kind of, like, crippled the whole state because they said, like, 3/4 of the state had snow or some shit like that, and then the whole power outage with the grid went failed and all that, and people having all these crazy little stories in Texas. Shout out to all y'all out there, our Texas listeners, Shorty, Saul Wright, anybody else out there. I think MJ Money 9S and Stacks down there. So shout out to all y'all, man. Hope y'all doing all right, man. But this story right here really made me see the good in humanity. Strangers took in a delivery driver for 5 days after she was stranded in the Texas storm. So a delivery car began sliding down an icy driveway. The driver closed her eyes, praying she wouldn't hit the client's home. She didn't hit the house, but Chelsea Timmons' car crushed in a flower bed outside an Austin, Texas home as snowstorm paralyzed the state last Sunday. She didn't know it yet, but she would soon be grateful to end up in this particular driveway. Homeowners Doug and Nina Richardson checked on Timmons to try to help her get her RAV4 out the driveway. See, what are you doing driving a RAV4 in the snow? Like, come on. Like, you don't do that.
She's a black person and she lives in Texas.
Yeah, but it was stuck. They invited her to wait for a tow truck inside the home. You know what I'm saying? So, bad weather got worse. She ended up spending 5 days with the couple. Now my question to you is this. Would you have done it?
No.
Why not?
First of all, you didn't know what you was getting when you got some random person in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I just don't think I could. I don't think I would. That's not my thing. Like, I could give you $5, but I can't give you five days.
So I'm gonna get you a nice tip.
Yeah. No, I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. That's just not me. Like, you coming in here, I don't know what your intentions are. I don't know what your habits are. I'm gonna bring you in here with my kids.
Yeah, in the Rona season.
Yeah, this is not pandemic. Does not welcome strangers.
They said the lady lives in Houston, but she comes to Austin to work sometime because she say, you know, she get more money and tips and stuff out there. So 3 hours away.
I know it's a good thing that they did do it, but for five days, that means you done shit in these people's house.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you done washed.
You done wore some of these people's clothes.
Yeah, because if you've washed, you had to change your clothes.
Yeah.
So now you in here.
You got this lady drawers on?
And I hope not. I hope you got on a nightgown that she just finna let you have on her husband's big t-shirt. And you done put your clothes in the washing machine and you have washed your drawers. And now you putting your stuff back on. But that's mean that you running my washing machine 5 days.
Because
you done had to wash your clothes 5 times. Mm-hmm. And that's something we're not doing either. Because if you stuck in my house, that means y'all couldn't go to Walmart. You couldn't buy no toothbrush. You could. I mean, because if you saying that you come to town, maybe she might have had a little something in the car.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
She might have some clothes in the car.
That's the end. I don't know.
She probably had some clothes in the car.
Even still, she had 5 days worth of clothes. She had 5 days worth of clothes. She might have had an outfit. But she ain't had no 5 days worth of clothes. And so for me, that would have been too much. Because after you had spent the night, maybe that first night I'll let you stay. Yeah, but after that, I couldn't do it.
Said she had called a tow truck, and the tow truck basically told them, we can't get that shawty. So, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, I guess that's when she had to say, hey, what I'm going to do here? I'm stranded. Well, I guess if somebody's stranded.
Them crackers be done mess around and make you turn into a nanny. You be around there cleaning up and shit. Nah, I'm good on that. I would have stayed in their driveway in their car.
But you know they probably weren't gonna let the, and you know, the family said they had just got their COVID vaccine, you know, a week, you know what I'm saying, they had got part one, they was waiting on part B.
Yeah, and she would have been the one to give them the damn COVID.
They said they weren't gonna let her sit out there in the cold. Look at her.
Well, she stumbled upon the right people, because if she would have came over here, she would have been in that van.
Look, the dogs came, the dogs all in the room with her and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably the dog's room.
That's a dog room. You in the damn dog room.
Yeah, you in the damn dog's room.
Them crackers done put you in the dog room. Girl, stop. I guess she said she was warm, so she couldn't worry about nothing else. But, yeah, no.
She said she tried to leave, but the host insisted to stay. So that's why she was taking all the pictures.
Because she wanted to make sure them crackers ain't kill her.
That's because she ain't want to be the next one lost. Yeah.
Like, let me post this shit
online. She said, I guess
bedroom
is better than the Hampton Inn.
Damn,
I ain't gonna front, man. I would have been like, yo, let me get up in there. Fuck that shit. I'm not sitting there in the car. Hell yeah, y'all nice like this, rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah, then you be crying, trying to get out. I don't trust people like that. I mean, but it worked out for her, and it worked out for them too. I mean, you know, sometimes you just know.
She baked a cake for him.
She baked the cake for them. A black lady over there cooking, just like I said.
Hey, she said, just thanks, you know what I'm saying? She said, thanks for letting her stay. That was just a, you know, so that was what's up, man. So good people, there's still good people out there.
Yeah, it's good people in the world.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I probably would have did it too, man. I ain't gonna front.
You would have did it where? You wouldn't have did it here?
If it would have been a situation like that here, and the person looked like, you know.
The person looked like what?
Like they was not crazy. I would be like, babe, we can't send them out there like that.
And we could. I was going to pack them some bottles of water, give them some of them hot hand packets, and send their ass on their way.
Oh, man. I don't think you would have.
I would have gave them a pack of wool socks, and they would have been able to get out there.
Jesus,
give them a couple of canned goods and a can opener.
But their car is stuck in your yard.
Okay.
So you're just going to sit out there and pee?
I feed them every day.
Look at them and stuff, keep them outside. Why you just want to let them in?
No. Like, they doing good.
They're out there freezing.
They ain't freezing.
That car ain't run his cold outside.
Okay, I'll give them some hot hands.
Oh, my God.
And they can get that.
Well, I just can't sit in your house with you.
What would be the purpose?
I'm out here freezing. Be a humanitarian.
Okay, I'm being a humanitarian when I bring you these items to keep you from freezing to death. I would have given you them wool socks. Them wool socks, you put them on, they'll keep your temperature regular. You wouldn't have to worry about them, nothing else. And I would have gave you something to eat and everything, so they would have been fine. I promise you.
Speaking of promises, Kanye and Kim Ye. Well, Kim Ye is no longer. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, I think. They're getting divorced. Do you care?
I don't care, but I was trying to see where that was at.
I just said I was going to mention it.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's not on there. I was just going to throw it on you like that. Yeah.
But I saw that out there when I was searching on, you know, looking at stuff to talk about. And, do you really think it's real, though? Because they love the attention.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like they could go through marriage counseling in the next month.
Money and divorce. And then they'll be the like, story. Yeah. It's, you know, people need something to talk about. So, yeah, who knows? They got too many damn kids, man. They got like four kids. Like, you just can't divorce somebody with four kids. Babies and shit. You can't do that. You don't want to break that up.
I mean, you always can. Like, what you going to stay there for? Especially the rich people. If you got money, you get a divorce anytime you want to.
Oh, man.
Poor people be thinking about, ain't going to be to see my kids because you know you ain't got no damn money. I ain't got no money when we together. So I know if I walk away and this person getting, you know what I'm saying, a good chunk of my check, I ain't going to have money to do the things I want to do with my kids. But I think, I mean, I wish them the best. But if they breaking up, because I really just think it's a publicity stunt. Okay. I don't think it's real, me personally. So what you got on it?
Oh, I mean, I could care less. I just want old Kanye to come back, but I think he's too far gone.
Yeah, he is. He down in that hole. I think he's
too far gone, so who knows. But if this is a step in him getting back to his normal self, because she did a number on this man. This man got plastic surgery, all kinds of shit, and lost his fucking mind. And I just don't, get it. So, you know, good luck to the man.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck to the woman. But y'all got four kids. Y'all got to do something. Speaking of people that got to do something. Y'all remember Marie Holmes from a Frocast a long time ago. Marie Holmes was the black girl that worked at McDonald's. They won the Mega Millions Powerball, won the lottery. She won like $100 and some million. You know, her pastor sued her, talking about some she's supposed to get 10% of it. You know, all that stuff. Her. So she always run into the issues. This latest one, after bailing him out of jail four times, Powerball winner Marie Holmes is now being sued by her ex-fiance. So that's just like an ex-boyfriend.
Pretty much.
That's all.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Equivalent to.
So first of all, you the ex-fiance, which means you ain't shit. You just a boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right. So according to news reports, 2015 Powerball winner Marie Holmes is now being sued by her ex-fiance, Lamar Hot Sauce McDowell.
That's what he got. He got that name in prison.
Oh, Lord. After Holmes won a $188 million jackpot, she and McDowell continuously made headlines for their tumultuous and fairly expensive relationship, including tens of millions in bond money being paid by her over the course of four arrests to help bail him out of a variety of serious offenses. Back in 2016, McDowell defended his then-fiancé's decision to repeatedly pay his bill, telling the Daily Mail, "If I had that money, then I would do the same for her. People are just jealous because of how much she won, and people want to see me locked in jail." Additionally, he told the outlet that she is standing by her man. As reported by North Carolina's NBC affiliate, McDowell was claiming that during that same year, 2016, as he was preparing to begin a seven-year prison sentence for a 2014 drug trafficking charges, he decided to appoint Holmes as the agent of his assets. Mr. McDowell authorized Ms. Holmes to store, maintain, and protect his real and personal property during his incarceration. Because of Holmes' upgraded status in their relationship, things got even more complicated when the couple split in 2017. It was then that McDowell allegedly learned that Holmes had started dating other people. In the new lawsuit, he claims that in the months that followed, Holmes sold off what McDowell considered to be his own personal property. The items were some of the things she lavished on him when they were together, including a $250,000 modified Chevrolet Stingray, $100,000 worth of clothes and jewelry, and $600,000 auto restoration business, along with other large purchases. But because McDowell made Holmes the agent of his assets while he is serving time, he is now suing because he feels that she was in the wrong for selling off the gifts she gave him without his permission. His lawsuit noted, "Ms. Holmes' unconditional obligation to act in the best interest of Mr. McDowell didn't stop because Ms. Holmes and Mr. McDowell relationship ended." So what they're saying in the lawsuit is, even though me and you broke up, you still supposed to handle my affairs So after all things being considered, the case has more complexities due to the fact that some of the gifts given were actually registered under Holmes' name, like the car and the business. So, nigga, that's not your business.
No.
McDowell is seeking compensation for the assets he claims were his and punitive damages. So, lawyer Queen Germ, does he have a case?
No. I mean, my thing is this. He gonna fuck around and make me pay one of these little street niggas 10 G's and go on ahead and handle this problem. He's still in jail, I
think. Was he out?
Either way it go, we can solve this problem for little or nothing. The shit will go away.
Yes.
One way or the other. I mean, I done did more than enough for you if I done bailed you out four times. And like I say, that means you got a damn boyfriend in there. What the fuck is you running back in jail for when your girlfriend got millions of dollars? That means you can do what the fuck you want to do. Why the hell are we going to jail?
Yes.
Like, once you got me out there one time, I'm going to get legit. Whatever I owe Pookie them, whatever I got going on in these streets, finna get cleared up real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm finna make you my wife. How the fuck you bailed me out 4 times and I ain't got a ring yet? I ain't got married yet. What are we doing? You ain't for real with me. Now you want my money.
Yeah. Now we can't be together. Those are my things. But so she kind of played him though when she bought the stuff and put it in her name though. Like she played that nigga.
She knew the nigga was shit. So that's why she went ahead and handled it.
How do you let that go down like that, Hot Sauce? How do you let her get you like
hot
that?
Hot Sauce dumb.
Hot Sauce stupid as fuck. I would have been like, yo, I need the papers in my name.
Was going back and forth to them people jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big dummy. But, yeah, so he old looking ass boy, old dumb ass around here. Like, you can't listen, man. I know she hate that she won that. I know she loved that she won that money and hated because everybody been after her.
Everybody is on her.
Everybody had a little out for her ever since she won that damn money. And I be damn, boy. I swear. This nigga said she heard she was selling his clothes and all this stuff and like, giving them away.
Nigga, if you in jail, and it don't matter. It don't matter, whatever you got going on.
If you take whatever your belongings had, you know, whatever you got at your mama house, nigga, that's your shit. Whatever was in this house that after we broke up, oh, nah, nigga, you go. Well, let's move on to more scary things in the world. Queen Germ. Have you heard about Disease X?
Not until today.
Okay. So
I looked it up when I was looking at the outline, but yeah.
Okay. So a woman recently showed symptoms of hemorrhagic fever. She was tested for Ebola and even coronavirus, but all her test reports came out to be negative. Now scientists fear if she is suffering from Disease X. But what is Disease X? Is it some mysterious new disease? Where does it come from? Let's find out. So basically, Disease X is like Ebola, but it has a 50 to 90% kill rate. And this Disease X is supposed to be like...
It's just like everything is just getting worse. Like, because if she got it, then more than likely the people who came in contact with her, somebody in that circle got to have it. So it ain't going to just be an isolated case.
They say Disease X is like a top priority. And let me see. So this is the current list of the WHO's current priority list. Number one, of course, is COVID-19. Two is the Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. Three is the Ebola virus and Marburg virus disease. Four is the Lassa fever. Five is the Middle East respiratory syndrome. That's MERS. Mm-hmm. Six is severe acute respiratory syndrome. That's SARS. Seven is Nipah and henopavirol diseases. Number eight is the Rift Valley fever, and nine is Zika. So those are the big-time diseases that we got to worry about, besides Disease X. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, most of them, if you stay your ass here, you wouldn't have to fight nothing but
COVID. Yeah, because I don't think all that shit we getting in the United States. Not all that. We might get a couple of them, but not all that shit.
Yeah, and that's because of people in international travel.
Yeah, but this Disease X thing, man, it's not really known what it is. It's just...
And that's why they call it
the name is a placeholder. Yeah, they don't even know if it exists yet, but they know it's something else out there. And I think they're just trying
some
to scare
shit
us.
They done made up.
Yeah, I think they're trying to scare us. It got to be some shit they made up. Yeah. Put your fucking tinfoil hats on, people. How the fuck y'all got a name for it, but not an actual disease? But it's some shit y'all working on, man. This lady that y'all got there in this motherfucking lab, she y'all test subject, and we know what's going on here, people. We're trying to goddamn get this world population down, man. And I don't know
what the fuck for.
Because we killing the earth.
And didn't you just made me watch a program the other day saying that we can live and occupy other planets? So if that's the case,
you see,
y'all can do whatever.
They ain't say we could live there. They were showing how long we would survive, and the longest place was like, what, 2 minutes?
Okay, well, then that mean y'all and y'all parallel universes, y'all could go somewhere.
But, I mean, we fucking up the Earth. Like, in the last 100 years, we done did more damage to Earth than they did in 5 billion years.
Well, I don't expect to live another 100, so I'm not concerned.
Oh, well, I mean, you truly ain't gonna worry about us, but about our super, super great, our 1,000-time grandbabies down the road. Three billion years from now, if the Earth's still around. Because they say the sun got about, we got about six more billion years with the sun. And then they say the sun gonna go out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then,
I mean, if they keep with the shit they got going, they ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
But we got a whole lot of carrying on going on now, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But Disease X, that's wild. So
with the bullshit. It's a Muslim.
Is it Muslim?
No, see, all the
Disease
stuff,
X.
I get it.
Oh, okay. That's just what they call it. But did you hear about this Columbia professor, Carl Hart? He admitted to using heroin daily. He said it helps him function. You know what I'm saying? They said Carhart is a professor at Columbia University. Ain't that one of the Ivy League schools?
It is.
He said, he said that he's a revered neuroscientist. He opened up about his recreational drug use in the new book, Drug Use for Grownups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. The 54-year-old father of three revealed he uses heroin on a regular basis, but insists he does not have a drug problem and he's able to fulfill his obligations and responsibilities as an educator and family man. You know what? I feel him on it. I feel him on it.
So you a heroin?
Not a heroin user. Oh, that's okay. Not my drug of choice.
I'm trying to understand now.
But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have a drug problem.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't stop me from doing anything.
Okay.
I go to work every day.
If you can't get it, your whole attitude changes.
But listen, it doesn't stop me from doing anything.
It stops you from doing everything if you can't have it.
Nah, not really. I still, you know, I do other stuff.
You don't do nothing else.
He said, there aren't many things in my life that I enjoy more than a few lines by the fireplace at the end of the day, he wrote. I pay my taxes, serve as a volunteer in my community on a regular basis, and contribute to the global community as an informed and engaged citizen. I'm better for my drug use. I feel this man, bro. I came into this with a whole different view of it. Like, this nigga a junkie. That's what I thought when I first read it. But now that I'm reading it.
Now he's your brother.
I understand that. No, I understand the man.
Yeah, y'all drug brother.
Hart says regular heroin use leaves him feeling refreshed and ready to take on another day. Now, hold on, Carl. Now, the heroin users I seen, them niggas don't look refreshed.
That's when you can eat and support your habit. Mm. When you able to, you know what I'm saying, your body is getting nutrition. You can be a junkie and look normal. But them ones who you seeing, they had to make a choice and they chose the dope. Therefore, they ain't eating and they ain't sleeping and all kind of shit.
They said, however, the professor admits to experiencing mild opioid withdrawal about 12 to 16 hours after the last dose. Hart detailed one particular rough episode in which he was overcome with flu-like symptoms, including chills, vomiting, diarrhea, and a runny nose. Hey, boy, professor's up in that motherfucker going through it, boy.
Loser.
Shut up! No! Class is over! Get out of here!
Come back! Wait.
Fucking guts are itching, man. He said it was a pain that I would easily not forget. He was like, it was a new pain, unlike any I had previously experienced, he wrote. It was so intense that it radiated throughout my entire body.
He said,
but despite the painful experience with heroin, Hart believes drugs can be a useful tool in helping adults maintain a solid work-life balance, that is, if they're used responsibly. He said he expanded on this during a recent interview with GQ, explaining why not everyone is susceptible to substance addiction. See, I told you, everyone is not susceptible. How do you say that word?
Susceptible?
Yes. I couldn't get it out right now.
I know.
To substance addiction. Because it was just like susceptible to substance addiction. That was a lot going on. And he said a large percent of people who meet criteria for addiction have co-occurring psychiatric illnesses, depression, anxiety disorder, schizophrenia, a wide range of other psychiatric illnesses, he said. A large percent of them also have other illnesses. They may be pain patients, so that increases the likelihood of them becoming addicted. He said another reason is some people just have not developed responsibility skills. They haven't developed an ability to exercise inhibitory control. See, this nigga, he can't be a junkie using all these kind of words like this.
It's a lot of those out there.
Yes, it's just one of these things that develops over time, man. So, yeah, man. So, I totally feel this man.
I bet.
You know, so he's trying to, you know, push for decriminalization of, you know what I'm saying, drug possession.
He's a junkie.
I mean, because you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not reforming these people by throwing them in jail. That's not.
I mean, it's not a place of, I mean, I don't think they should be going to jail because I just feel like if you're doing a drug or any substance or whatever, it's at choice. Nobody's doing anything. Only reason why it's a criminal charge is because the government ain't get their cut. That's all. Yeah. So, it's just one of those things, and I don't know. They got to figure out how they conceal y'all that, too, I guess.
Mm. Why does my mom keep calling me?
Text her and tell her that you on recording.
Okay. So, yeah. So, do you think that you work with some people that experience with heavy drug use, not just, like, alcohol?
Well, I know we got some weed heads floating around there. Mm. Like, or is that your girlfriend?
No, it's my mother.
Yeah, you trying to hold. You trying to hold. My phone went turned to the side. My phone went.
It was cupped to the side. Hey,
you know why? You know we record on Tuesdays. Ain't no need for you to. Why you keep texting me? Why you keep calling me? You know I'm out here in the garage with her. She's sitting over here looking at my motherfucking phone right now. Chill. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. You wish my life was that exciting.
No, I don't. Because I will have to kill you. You don't would not think that I would be that crazy, but I am.
Doc, come on now.
I go through my spells. Sometimes I be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let a nigga live.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I just be like, it'd be overwhelming and I just couldn't look at you.
Why?
And then I would just like, I gotta kill him. Like, he gotta go. There's nothing else I can do with this. I can't even stomach this type of shenanigans. But yeah, so.
I mean, but.
But people at my job, back to the.
Getting back to Dr. Hart.
Yeah.
That's wild that he does heroin every day. Like, yeah, he must do like a little bump every day just to keep him, you know, because he can't get no lean mission and get back to work the next day. Like, nigga, you get off of work about 5-6 o'clock, the nigga hitting him a line, like, you know, like weed smokers usually do.
He know how to do. He eat his food.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat after no goddamn. Yeah. I thought that was something that make him want to do, like, go places.
Heroin?
No.
Hell no. You ain't doing shit. Well, it depends. I guess it's the kind you do when you do it. I guess he ain't doing the intravenous or nothing like that, so that ain't that, you know, but heroin usually how you, like.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's opioid.
I know, but I thought they put it in your arm and they do it.
Oh, yeah, you could do heroin different. You could snort it.
Snort it.
You could shoot it, or you could. I don't know if you could smoke heroin. Probably could. You could smoke anything these days.
I guess. I mean, my thing is they can have that because that's very strange. But I just feel like it's a lot of professionals who are drug addicts, and people don't want to call it that. But hell, if you know you need it, I mean, I feel like I'm a dessert addict.
A sugar addict.
Yeah, but it's more in the pastry department. It's not candy and junk.
Still sugar, though.
I mean, whatever.
That's the basis of it.
If you want to call your weed
anything. But that's the drug. That's the drug.
I understand what you're saying, sir. But what I'm saying is, let me do me.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so, all I'm saying is, people at a job, it's a lot of functioning addicts out there. So, y'all can have a class together or whatever, you know. I mean, even with the people who drink coffee every day, I see some people who drink them tall frappuccinos, and some of them have the energy drinks, the monsters, and this, and
keep
so
that
people,
cup with them.
Yeah.
The love.
So it's like they need that.
Yeah.
To get through the day.
You can't even talk to some people before they had the coffee in the morning. They're evil as shit. Till they get that coffee, then you see them, and they be all right.
Calm down and everything.
I don't
so
get it, yeah.
Everybody got their vice.
Yeah, them coffee people be raging, though. They some weirdos, too.
Yeah.
So everybody does have their vice. Shout out to him for, you know, just being out there, doing the damn thing, representing. You ain't looking like a J. You out there, you clean, you got a nice job, you know. Hey, man, so I'll salute him, man. I couldn't do it. I damn sure couldn't do it. Well, it's TV talk time, Queen Germ. What did we watch this week? What's the name of it?
Malcolm and Marie.
Malcolm and Marie. This movie was shot. It was in black and white. It was shot during the corona time, so that's why.
He's still in it.
Well, you know, it was early in the corona time when we was on lockdown and all this shit, so it was a one scene thing, you know, a la Fences, which I hated. And
his daddy was in.
Yeah, and his daddy was in this one. This was starring John David Washington and Zendaya. That was the only two people. Zendaya, whatever her name is.
I'm just saying because I've heard it said on her Disney show.
Okay, well, starring her. And what'd you think about the movie, Queen Jern?
It was horrible.
Terrible.
I mean, I have never in my life been so annoyed and so ready for something to be over.
I mean, like, this was the longest. Then they had the nerve to be almost 2 fucking hours long.
And they was doing nothing. Like,
nothing.
This man, I mean, like, okay, at first, it gave me a little something. Okay, they came home from an award show, blah, blah, blah. They was excited, a movie release, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cute. Okay, couple, they dressed up, whatever, whatever. Then the next thing you know, it's just like, it turns into this dialogue between the two of them, and it just went on and on and on.
Is it really a couple out there that talk to each other like that?
And I'm sure there is.
I mean, I couldn't imagine talking to somebody like using all those big words and at home and shit. And
I mean, but he was tearing her down. It was like,
I'm just talking about the way they was like, no, see, this is the microaggressions of you. See, this is like,
who talks like that?
Yeah, who talks like this? Like, yeah. Especially at home, like between. Nah.
But I guess that they were trying to illustrate how people in that world would talk. So if I had a scientist husband, we probably would use more of that jargon.
You think so?
I really do. But because, you know, whatever, nigga. But, like, both of them were supposed to be same...
You need to speak some periodic table to you tonight in your ear?
No. Whispering. I think you did a good job. You don't have to... I think the nasty titanium shit works here. Nasty shit's better. But... because they were... she wanted to be an actress or whatever. He is supposed to be a director.
Whoa, it's working. Speaking of that period, on. I don't know no more. I don't know no more elements. So, hydrogen, carbon.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, nonetheless, you know, because that's familiar for them, then that's what they had going on. But I just felt like the part that was horrible was the fact that it was like, you're saying all these things to a broken person, and it's almost as if you're trying to make her kill herself. Like, you can't love me if you want to destroy me. I didn't understand. Mm. And her thing was all, her whole argument was about the fact that he didn't thank her at the awards thing or at the movie debut, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could understand her in some regards, because a lot of times people don't realize, like, when you have someone who is a thinker, and you may overanalyze, but at least when you know
that she said that part was about her.
Said it was, yeah. And he said it wasn't, and he kept telling her why it wasn't and how many other women he fucked and that were broken and this and this, that he had this about this one and that about that girl. And so he wanted her to know that the only part that was about her was that she killed herself or something in the end. And so it's like, you were telling her all the things to basically destroy her. So how could you tell me that I love you, but your actions tell me that you hate me and you want me dead?
They both were toxic for each other.
They were. And that was the thing. Yeah. It was like, he knew he wasn't shit. And he knew ain't no other woman in this world was going to let him talk to them or treat them the way she allowed him to. Yeah,
so he liked broken women.
Yeah. And this one was holding on by a thread. Mm-hmm. And so he just
he wanted to get married.
Going. Yeah.
He went from, I hate you, you ain't shit, this and that. Let's get married. I was like, what? Like,
you're in... tolerable, you disgust me and all kinds. I'm just like, what type of motherfucker are you? I was like, either she gonna kill herself or she gonna kill his ass.
You think you the first broken bitch I fucked? He's like, nah. He was talking shit. I was like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, somebody got to die. Because I was just like, kill yourself already, girl.
Right, I thought they was doing all this to have sex, but they never even had sex. They were just, they almost... And, you know, then it was just a weird movie.
Yeah, it was weird. And he could have did way better. His daddy should have told him. Because Fences was better than this.
I think, well, Fences is a play that, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, even
this
still.
I think him and her, I think both of them wrote this. Like,
in real life?
Yeah, they wrote it. Like, they put it together. So that's why it was so trash. Like, they're not fucking directors. Like, stick to acting. Like,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, let the people tell y'all what to say.
Yeah, I mean.
This ain't it. I mean, I wished it was better. I wanted it to be better, but it wasn't. I mean, and hopefully the next time they get a next try and it'll be better. But this right here.
This one there, Jack. Mm-mm. I can't clap them out. Maybe the artsy fartsy people enjoy this.
I don't give a damn, but the regular people.
For the regular movie watchers like ourselves, this wasn't it.
I was hoping you could tell me what the silver lining was. You always want to be the opposite of me. So I just knew you were going to flip it and say, oh, no, you had to see it from this point of view.
Oh,
and,
no, it wasn't. Oh, it was trash. Yeah. That's the point of view I saw it from.
Okay.
Like, all this talking, all this dialogue, all this and all that, just, I was just like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah. It didn't do anything for me.
Nah, it didn't.
I thought at least they were going to, you know, like you said, I thought they was going to get some real nasty sex going on or something. I mean, then he went and told her about all these people that he had sex with. He had sex with somebody in the heart-shaped
tub in St. Louis.
In the Marriott. And it was just too much. It was just, like, exhausting.
She said she had fucked his friends. And
yeah. They was just horrible.
Yeah, they were terrible. I just, man, like, Jesus. But I guess after somebody laid it all out like that, you got to respect them a little more for it.
You can.
You know
what I'm
saying? Lie
to me.
Nah.
Lie to me.
Nah.
Like, keep that shit from me.
That's gonna let me know if I really love you. You tell me some more. You be like, damn.
No. That ain't love.
Damn.
That ain't love. We ain't even gonna pretend like that's love.
Well. Let's go. Let's see. So check it out if you want to. If you have the stomach for it. If you're an artsy-fartsy nigga, you might enjoy it. Like I said, shot in black and white. One setting. It's all shot in, you know, it doesn't leave nowhere else. It's all in the house. So, you know, if you got 2 hours to waste and you want to sit there and watch a toxic couple, check it out. You know, wasting my motherfucking time. But at least I got to spend it with Queen Germ.
Oh.
Well, speaking of Queen Germ, it's her favorite time of the show. It's the Black.
Yeah, good.
It's the Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, y'all, as we like to call it around here, is where we take situations suggested by you, the listener, or me. I just make them up. And we come back here and act them out. Before we get into this, I want to let y'all know that we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We didn't take any acting classes. We wasn't even in the drama club at school. But we do this little improv every week just for y'all. And this week, when the situation goes like this, white man wants to take a trip on the dark side. So what I'm taking here is, Queen Germ, white man is trying to holler at a chocolate sister. Do you want to be the white man or the chocolate sister?
I'm going to have to be the chocolate sister.
I guess that makes me the white man. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Action. Excuse me, ma'am.
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. I just noticed you have some of the most exquisite brown skin I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my gosh, ma'am. You have some beautiful skin. I just wanted to say that, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Have a good day. Ma'am, excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. Can I get a moment of your time, please? Just a moment.
Okay, sure.
First of all, what's your name?
I don't think my name is relevant at this point. What do you need?
Relevant? That's a pretty name. I've never met a relevant before.
No.
That's amazing. So, Miss Relevant, how you doing?
That's not my name, sir.
What's your name then, ma'am? You got a nice little Aunt Jemima thing going on with your head,
that's
ma'am.
That's why you won't continue talking to me.
Ma'am, what's your name, ma'am? I don't want to call you Jemima. Is that your name?
Your name finna be on an obituary. You keep fucking with me.
Ma'am, and you got attitude too. Nice. Well, let me go ahead and cut to the crap, ma'am. I'm going to cut through this crap and let you know. Ma'am, I've never been with a sister girl before, and I'm interested in you being the one that make that happen.
It won't happen, sir.
Ma'am, come on now. Why are you going to be like that?
I'm not interested.
Ma'am.
You just called me Aunt Jemima.
I said the thing on your head reminded me of Aunt Jemima.
Yeah,
that's what I said, ma'am.
It should never.
Well, ma'am, listen.
It should not have.
I heard that, listen, a couple of my friends, they've been with some, sister girls before, and they told me they smell different. So, ma'am, can you tell me, is that true?
I don't go around smelling pussy.
But does it smell different from, you know?
I don't smell white girls' pussy, so I wouldn't know what they smell like.
Well, ma'am, I do. And okay. I want to smell yours to see if it's got a different smell.
Won't. I'm sorry,
why not?
Sir.
Y'all do play hard to get. This is not, I thought it would be a little easier to get with a sister girl.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Keep it moving. Please, sir.
Why not? Come on now, ma'am. You just give me a shot. Give me a chance.
You want me to get my taser?
A taser? You don't have to do all that, ma'am. Listen, I might like it, though. You know, I heard that thing is, you know, it gets your libido going.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, I'm finna get yours going.
Cut.
Shit.
Queen Jern, you're supposed to give him some play or something.
Why would I give somebody some play? Like, you coming over here telling me I look like Aunt Jemima. You sure as hell ain't trying to get no pussy.
But you were supposed to educate him. Let him know that your scarf is not an Aunt Jemima hat. This is a da-da-da-da. You're supposed to educate him.
I don't need to educate him.
You might miss your chance with White Zaddy right there.
Uh-uh. I don't need none of them.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Well, y'all, if y'all like that, man, send in some suggestions.
If you really want somebody to be sweet on you, you got to come with it. You can't tell me I ever look like Aunt Jemima.
But he didn't know no better.
No.
Educate him.
That's not what I'm here for.
Usually, at this point, we'll have a song of the week, but unfortunately, last week was the last week we were able to do a song of the week because...
And I wish I knew that.
Yes, because we got a Frocast taken down because of a certain artist that I will not mention his light-skinned name. That he has a heart part in his head right now. But, yeah, you can't usually play... You can't play his music online, you know what I'm saying, if you don't have permission. And he got a whole Frocast taken down. And so we're just going to go ahead and nix the song of the week thing. So no more song of the week. If you had a song of the week, what song would you pick?
I didn't think about it because I didn't have one.
Okay.
But, you know, I did like this song, Fallen.
Fallen by who? That's the song that got you through the week this week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Naya, whatever you said her name was supposed to be.
Oh, okay, yeah. That video was wild, though. Like, yeah.
But I like the song. I can't even listen. I can't even watch the video, but I love listening to the song.
So. Okay, I got you.
That's what my song of the week would have been. What about yours?
Let me see what song got me through the week. This week, I was listening to some old songs this week, as I always do, because I just let the algorithm take control. I really don't listen to a lot of new artists. But this week, I'm going to see what song got me through the week. Probably Kevin's Heart. I don't know why I listened to that song like multiple times the other day. I really like that song by J. Cole, man.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I'm a cheater or nothing. It's just I like that song. You know what I'm saying?
Must be the song you play when you're with your girlfriend.
Nah.
While you're texting her in the show.
Don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions. When we go to the HBCU confessions Twitter, we grab some tweets, come home and show them to Queen Germ, and she reacts. This one goes a little something like this. Had a few dates with a guy. He came back to mine and used the bathroom. I went in after and could tell he had a shit. I find that unacceptable. You don't shit on the first to someone's home. A first visit to someone's home, I'm sorry. I told him and he said, fuck you, bitch. You too fussy. Fam you. So, who's in the right here?
I mean, my thing is, if you around here talking about somebody had to go to the bathroom at your house, No, you supposed to hold that shit or go someplace else. Why did you do
that? What if I had to use the bathroom? So if we on a first date, I come back, I'm like, yo, I use your bathroom, and I go to your bathroom and I take a shit, you mad at me or you like, I can't fuck with that nigga no more?
I'm going to put you on ice for a little while because that's not respect.
But
that's
it's a bathroom.
That's not etiquette. That's not etiquette. That's not proper etiquette. If you know you got the shit, you should have just said, you know what? I think that was your sign. Your body gave you a sign to take it to the house. That means
what if I think I wasn't going to make it?
You weren't supposed to come over here. You wouldn't come over
here. No. We went on a date. And then we came back.
You came back to my place. You should have dropped me off and you took your ass home.
But what if like you ate something you ain't know it's going to act like that? Sometimes you eat some food and you be like, whoa.
Sometimes you're right.
That shit jump on you. Maybe it was something like that. And jumped on his back. He was like, oh my God. And it just, you know, I mean, I don't know,
take
man.
Take that shit to the house. I mean, it's just not what you do on the first time. It take people a long time to start shitting in the same house. Yeah. I didn't do that. Now, if you happen to come to my house, I get to do what the fuck I want to do or need to do in my house. But it's talking about you coming over there. You shouldn't be shitting in nobody's house all early up in a relationship.
Hey, man, some people get comfortable like that.
No, you can't get that comfortable.
Gotta go to the bathroom, gotta go to the bathroom.
If you telling me we've been together for 20 years and you can't stand for me to fart, my nigga, you can't have nobody just brand new shitting in the house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, you just not finna streak up my toilet. You not finna do none of that. I'm sorry. I'm good on that.
I understand that. I mean, I'm with it. Because, I mean, I have the... I lock up when I go out of town just because I'm not comfortable.
I'm in an unfamiliar place. Yeah,
I just don't. So
now, I got to pee. But I might be able to hold everything else. We going for 2 days. I might have to lock it on down.
Yeah.
But come back to the house and just handle my business.
I'm not in a hotel. I'm not going to the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I just don't. It's just... I don't know what happens.
Yeah, your body knows.
My body like, nigga, like, you're not...
We're not doing that here.
Yeah, like, we good. And so it's weird. It's weird. It's like I only had an urge. And that shit is weird, but... Yeah. Shout out to all y'all that shitting in the bathrooms at the first dates, man.
At random places.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo...
I mean, you could have shitted at the damn restaurant you
were at. Hell fucking no!
I'd rather you do it there than to bring that to my house.
Ah, man, I might bring something else to your house about shit in the public bathroom. Shit.
Whatever.
It ain't going to be.
It's going to be more than the Roma.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, if y'all like those kind of confessionals, go check them out on Twitter. See what they got. Queen Germ, keep it 100 time. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, I'm already throwing in my flag, my whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's only February. But it looks like we can go ahead and say that 2021 gonna down be more of 2020.
100.
Why you say that?
This shit is ridiculous. Like, I mean, even as it come down to these people with this education and stuff, mm-hmm. y'all want to force a nigga to go to these schoolhouses. Y'all ain't mandating these churn. Y'all want them back in there for whatever reason. I'm sure it's something that got funding. To do with some money. But y'all want these people back in these buildings, but y'all ain't forcing nobody to take no tests. Mm-hmm. It ain't mandatory. All we can do is suggest and request. I ain't got time for that shit. I mean, what you gonna do when the damn teacher gets sick? You worrying about these motherfucking students. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do when the teacher gets sick? Because the teacher class is over when the teacher got sick. Ain't enough substitutes in the group to be able to walk up in nobody else's class and handle nothing. So school over when we get sick. So what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. You ain't got no backup plan for that. So my thing is, like I say, this is the year that's a continuation of last year. You might as well put a star by it, make it know that 2020 lasts for 2 years instead of one, because it's going to be more of the same bullshit. I mean, everybody trying to get something for nothing more than ever before. Everybody got technical damn difficulties. Mm. You can't get on the Zoom. The shit you did, I can't open the quiz on my iPad. Mm. Well, fuck that. You took the quiz last week on a goddamn desktop. Find the motherfucking desktop you used last week.
Where you at this week? Who house you at now?
So I don't know what your unstable life got going on. All I can tell you is this is where the motherfucking quiz is, and you finna get the 0 out of 5. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell whoever. But that's what the fuck is going down, because y'all is not finna stress me out behind this electronic stuff. Y'all say, oh, my Wi-Fi down, it's unstable. Hey,
I ain't got nothing to do with all
are
that.
Are you in this motherfucking class or not?
You got to test at 2 o'clock, like, where your ass, you go to McDonald's and use their motherfucking Wi-Fi, sit up in the parking lot.
Car.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you tripping.
So I'm just like, it's just more the same old shit, and people getting real comfortable with the fact that, you know, we can hide behind the screen. Mm. So in 2020, y'all learn, okay, you know, everybody was giving a little grace and mercy because shit wasn't right. Now we see that we finna be in here, people trying to hold people accountable. Now y'all have got, oh, I can't believe you're doing this, this, and this. You're disenfranchising. No, you disenfranchised your own self when you decided to get a fucking Chromebook instead of getting the shit that we told y'all to have. Mm. Now here you are, semester about to be over, and your shit is all fucked up. You might want to drop this class. Because, I mean, like, at this point, it's nothing I can do for you. I'm not motherfucking IT. All I can do is, I mean, I'm here to teach and assess. Mm. So once I've done my job, it ain't shit else I can do. But, you know, it's just running on into this next year. I thought by February, March, maybe we could be, you know, a little bit better. But they say we're going to still be wearing a mask. We're going to still be with the coronavirus floating in the air. So, like I said, the people is hiding behind the screen. They doing a whole lot of shenanigans behind this pandemic, being online. Y'all want to say that, oh, I could have learned this information better if I was in the class. Bitch, if you was shopping online in class when your ass was in the schoolhouse, what the fuck you think you doing when you home? The same damn thing. So you wouldn't have learned a damn thing in my class had you been in my face versus being on the screen. So don't do that shit to me. Don't do it. So that's my keeping 100. 2021 is still 2020.
Yes, sir. Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this. To the folks of Jackson, Mississippi, I want to make a public service announcement, okay? Prime time is off limits, okay?
100.
And God bless you. Appreciate you and everything. I'm pissed off right now because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. But while the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room, in the coach's office. Oh, my God. Yep. Credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had on my necklaces. How?
Do y'all not understand that? Y'all stealing from the man. Y'all done broke into his car, stole his boombox. After the game Sunday, said somebody was trying to, his assistant caught somebody trying to steal his personal items, his cell phone, his wallet, you know, watches, you know, stuff like that. Listen, his items have no value on the street. Nobody is buying Deion stuff from you, you crooks of Jackson, Mississippi. Y'all better go steal from somebody else. Stop stealing from fucking Deion, okay?
I'll buy something from Deion.
No, you won't.
Why not?
I you love can't. Him. No. You can't buy his stuff.
Oh, like, they stealing from him.
Because okay. No, he is doing something good for the community.
He'll get his stuff back.
Yes, he's got all his stuff back. Every time they steal from him, he get his shit back. So people, the streets is alone. Yeah, the streets are telling y'all his stuff ain't got no value, none at all.
Yeah, we not fucking with it.
They not. So stop stealing from him. Go steal from somebody else. Like Deion said, do better. Stop stealing. Period. He was like, this shit ain't cool. He said, I had one of the best moments of my life, and it's been ruined like this. He said, I wouldn't reach for my phone to call my mama, and then I realized my phone was gone.
Lord, have mercy.
He said, so, you know.
Shout out to Deion.
But he got his stuff back, you know, within the hour. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's some fast.
Yeah, it was some old elementary school shit. Okay, I'm going to turn the lights off, and however it gets back on the desk, exactly. We're not going to ask no questions.
Give me my stuff.
Yes. So that's what I'm telling y'all in Jackson, Mississippi. Stop stealing from Prime. Winners and losers time, Queen Jern. You got any winners?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say my winners are going to be all the people who qualify for this third stimulus check.
Winner.
Yes, we in STEMI.
Third.
Yeah, we finna come up on it. The people, the house done approved that shit.
Damn.
So stimuli number 3. We ready. We ready. We out here three times.
I might be able to get me a whip now for real. I'll take that whole third stimmy, get me a whip.
Mm-hmm. You gonna get you a third stimmy and get you a whip with $2,800?
Damn.
What kind of whip that's gonna be?
It's a down payment.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Throw that whole thing on there. Okay. Like, yo, you can get it all.
That's right.
I wasn't expecting that.
And you really think you got a whole stimulus? We know what we do. We'll talk about that off camera, off the mic.
Anyway, my winners, I got 2 winners this week. My first winner is Bobby Shmurda. He got out today.
Winner.
Bobby Shmurda coming home, and I'm just going to be real with you, Bobby. He wasn't that great a rapper 6-7 years ago when you went away. So hopefully you got better while you was locked up because the game has changed. I don't think you can come out there spitting that same shit and it's going to work. But hey, you're home now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to too much celebrate it because, you know, he did some horrible things. And us as black people, we got to stop celebrating niggas coming home from jail from doing horrible things. Like, we celebrate niggas coming home from jail more than we celebrate people graduating from goddamn college or some shit like that. Like the little meme say, you'll put money on his books, but won't put money on his books. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll support the nigga in jail, but you won't send your cousin in college $20.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? To get him a meal or something. You be like, nah, cuz.
Yeah, he good.
Yeah,
how
so.
How the fuck he good? He's starving.
Yeah, so, you know, so that's why, you know, I'm just going, that's all I'm going to say. You know, I ain't going to go too far in it. And my other winner is whoever is putting cocaine in Frosted Flakes.
Winner.
They soak cornflakes with cocaine and shipped them. The Fed sees $2.82 million worth of cocaine soaked cornflakes in Cincinnati, man. So these people are getting better with their fucking drug tries. Cause let me just read a little quick excerpt. Federal agents intercepted a shipment of cocaine-soaked cornflakes worth about $2.82 million in Cincinnati earlier this month. The shipment containing 44 pounds of cereal was on its way to a private home in Hong Kong, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a press release Friday. But the shipment was seized after officers inspecting the package noticed the cornflakes contained a white powder and were coated in a grayish substance. Testing revealed the Frosted Flakes were actually dusted with cocaine. So, y'all are my winner for coming up with that inventive way of sending some fucking drugs. Like, that is dope. You put it in the fucking, you frosted the flakes with motherfucking cocaine. Snow? Oh my God. These people out here tripping, man. So y'all my winners. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
And then on the same tip with the dope is one of my losers is because of the fact that, I don't know, they didn't give the name, obviously, because they don't know. But apparently a family in Arizona bought their child, one of those glow worms. Our kids had one of those. And in the glow worm, the kid loved it so much that the parent, you know, thought that, you know, I'm going to the thrift store. I found this toy. This is what they found in the inside. 5,000 pills of fentanyl.
Loser.
God damn.
I said, now 5,000 stuffed up in the glow worm.
Jesus, some Mexican looking for that damn
I'm talking one. About, and the thing is, they don't, I mean, of course they call the police or whatever, but that's some shit for real, because what if that baby had started, like, chewing on it? Your child dead.
Hey, boy, God damn.
So whoever these drug dealers or whatever, y'all are in up with y'all damn somebody toy mad. At the motherfucking thrift shop. That was supposed to be, you know what I'm
that
saying?
That might have been how they've been passing it off.
It could have been.
You're thinking, but like, nobody 5,000? Come and buy a fucking glow worm. You come in and buy the glowworm. That's how
exactly.
we gonna do it.
That's how we gonna do it. You come into the place and get it. And now the wrong family got the shit. Mm. And thank the Lord the child ain't died. But yeah. So that's one. The person who stuffing the damn glowworm with fentanyl pills. And then my other one is this black lady who they didn't release her name, but she's a Domino's delivery, pizza delivery person. And my thing is, you going out of control because of the fact that you ain't get enough of a tip.
Loser.
I'm like, you work at Domino's, motherfucker. Like, what is wrong with
you? Hey, them drivers, did you see that one video where the woman knocked on the door? And the lady was like, yo, can I help you? She was like, I don't think you only gave me $5. And she was like, okay. She was like, well, I drove 90 minutes to get out here. And
not
this
my
and
problem,
that. Ma'am. And, you know, so this tip, don't you think you just, I think you owe
Talk
me some
to
more
your
money.
Employer.
Hey, look, that shit was so funny, boy. That woman knocked on the door. I said, yo, that woman brave
as fuck.
But they
said that the people are getting away with, the corporations are getting away with murder because that's their way of cheating the system. Because if they keep them people getting tips, then they can justify giving them lower wages when in actuality they really just need to pay the people.
Yep.
And
cut
if you wanna
tipping.
If you
yeah.
wanna charge a service fee or something like that, tell a person, you know, based on mileage or whatever it is, they have to add this additional fee if they want their things delivered and call it a day. But she was ranting and raving about that thing, and it just, you know what I'm saying, it's just not good. It's not a good look. Cause you talking about you don't want to work there. Ain't nobody forcing you to work there. So if you don't want to work there, find you another job. But, you know, it just didn't come off very well in the video and all that kind of carrying on. So people, get it together. Make better life choices. Don't put your drugs inside the damn glow worm. And don't record yourself ranting about why you hate your job. We all hate our jobs. Get with the program.
So, my loser this week is the kid at Cam Newton's, the kid that got into the argument with Cam Newton at the football camp.
Loser.
You ass. You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
He's a free agent.
Where's your daddy at? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad. Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Talk to your dad. I'm not talking to the boy.
He's a free agent. You ass.
Talk to him. Where's your dad? Where's your pop?
Now, I'm not going to say the kid's name because I'm not going to glorify him because he's a fucking dickhead. First of all, you're in 11th grade, you're going to 12th grade, you're 6 feet, 195 pounds. You don't stand out on nobody's football field. You had a nerd to call Cam Newton ass, and he about to be a free agent, and, you know, Cam's response was golden. You know, he's like, I'm rich. I'm rich. Like, Cam's like, I'm rich. He just kept saying it. You know, and then the kid was, you know, then Cam came back and talked to the kid and asked him, like, you know, is he good and all this stuff. You know, Cam, you know, he did the mature thing about it. But what the kid don't understand is you close so many doors on yourself and you don't even know. When people see your name going forward, they're going to be like, oh, that's the kid that was talking shit to Cam. I don't want him in my program.
Yeah.
Because you showed that you were disrespectful, then you put out
and
this weak-ass apology, and you didn't apologize to Cam. You just apologized for embarrassing your organization and your parents. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like,
you meant what you said.
Yeah, you said what you said. You took the 5 minutes of viral fame over, you know what I'm saying, being respectful to a Super Bowl MVP. Like, that's what you took from this situation. Like, yeah, you came out of this situation as a little dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to fuck with you. So think about that, you know, next year on the football field. And then they show some clips of him. You know, the internet is undefeated. They show some clips of him getting bulldog on the field and punked out and shit. You know what I'm saying? So claimed another life, son. All you had to do, you ain't have to do all that, man. You could have, if you wanted an autograph, just ask for an autograph. That ain't the way you go about it, man. But, you know, so you're my loser this week, kid. Cause
you ain't want to tell us his name. What he look like?
Just a little kid, man. He look like a little dickhead, man.
I'm saying he look like I turn or he look like...
Nah, that's him right there.
That's what I was saying. Was he black or white?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was black. Yeah, of course he was black. No white kid gonna talk shit to Cam. He's fucking scared as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my loser. Well, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And you know my girl, KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rule of Myself, Rick James, bitch. Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More. Stax, MJ Money 9S, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to the Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dosecki and the Power to Lunch Hour Podcast. Shout out to Big Smash Miss Shantae, the Bet the House Podcast. Shout out to the Two Smart Dummies Podcast. Shout out to the Relationships Pod. Shout out to. Woo! Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang. Shout out to, I think I got everybody. Shout out to anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Queen Germ, another show in the books, an abbreviated version of the Frocast, no song of the week. So go ahead and rank your show.
I was trying to figure out a number that would be significant for Black History Month, but
Amen.
I don't know. I mean, Black history, you know, we got to represent, you know, it's American history. Mm-hmm. So we can't just say we're going to isolate it in the month of February. We should be trying to learn something all year long.
Yes.
Because we got a lot to learn since they tried to hide our history from us anyway. So we need to go ahead and get a jump on that. We don't know enough to just isolate it in the month of February. We got to keep the shit going all year long to catch up. So, I'm going to say,
365.
Yeah. Come on now, black man.
Yes.
365. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to match you that one because 360, like you said, it's all year
it's
long.
It's all year long journey.
It ain't just a 28-month thing. Day. Yeah, 28-day thing. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah, everyday
thing. You know
what I'm
saying? Know about your black, love your black, appreciate your black. Educate yourself about your black.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, and if you don't know, ask somebody. Use your Google for something, you know.
Worthwhile.
Yes. Learn something. You
something
know what I'm saying?
Somebody shaking the ass or some shit.
Yes. That time you take and do it, learn that TikTok dance, learn a fact about somebody black. You know what I mean?
Somebody that you don't already know.
Yeah. About, so. That's what it is.
Okay.
Well, we did the rating. We did the shout outs. We did the show. Now it's time to close it out with more pandering.
Okay.
And the pandering starts like, hey, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in, leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. We join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Spencer, we got a new one in the shop.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to plug it one more time. Mm-hmm. My Afro Is My Halo shirt is in the shop. And go out there and get me, man. I mean, it's nice. You know what I'm saying? Nice design. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, man.
Yeah, check it
out. You ain't even got to have an Afro or a Halo to rock this shirt. You know what I'm saying?
You don't.
You don't.
It's a t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt. Exactly. So.
Yeah, nice shirt.
Anything else we got to hit?
Getting her merch up.
Yeah, Queen Germ.
Y'all got to represent for me. If y'all a real Queen Germ fan, you got to at least have one of these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got but two.
Yep. Because if her shirts don't sell, we pulling them out the shop.
Not when y'all got all that shit that ain't sold.
You crazy. We all the shirts sell. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Whatever. We going to bed now.
Before I get out of here, man, I got to wish my brother a happy birthday. His birthday will be tomorrow. So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Nate, the truck driver.
Yeah, trucker Nate. So shout out to him, man. Yeah, man. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, the 445th installment of the greatest, longest running podcast on Nappy Afro Network. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
Where your your shit, man.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com